UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
All right, so the one seed in the caller Emily region, who in the ESPN Louisville bracket, which is the bracket that we're going with, is Baylor out of the Big 12. This is caller Emily's most recent call to the UK postgame show.
First, we have a special caller on the line. We're going to go to Emily. What's up?
Oh, Daddy, put me on hold for other callers. You nervous? No,
well, I'm not, Emily. I'm not controlling the phones today. I'm just. Mm-hmm. I saw your name pop up on the screen, and I, you know, I was trying to mentally prepare myself. No.
Sorry, can I say that?
No. Well, oh, oh. This is a. Oh.
So I need to go to the boat again. Do you want to meet up again?
Not tonight. I got. I have plans. I'm meeting a friend at a restaurant, and we're gonna have a beer or two.
Okay, I guess I'll meet you guys there.
Yes, that's where it is. That's where it is.
Guess I'll text you and see where I should meet you.
We don't have each other's numbers.
That's what you can say on air.
Emily. No.
Yeah, wink, wink, tell your wife we don't have each other's numbers, Dad.
Emily! No! No! Don't do that. Don't say that.
Okay, I'm sorry. Did you want me to lie?
Yeah, no! There's no lies! Everybody's... No! No!
Right, we don't have each other's numbers.
We don't!
Dad. Don't worry about it.
I'm sweating. Like, I'm, like, pouring sweat right now. Oh, good.
Ooh, me too.
No, not because of that. Just, oh, it's so... You, Emily...
I'm so into it.
Yeah... You have a lovely night, Emily. We appreciate the phone call.
And you too. See you in a little bit.
No. No. Have a good night.
Bye, Daddy.
Bye. Bye. I am.
The next time Emily calls in, I'm videoing the whole thing.
Facebook Live.
Because you people do not understand how flustered and red James's face is right now.
I don't know what to say. She said a B word, but I don't know if you can. I feel like I just ran a marathon. Like, I feel like I just ran the mini marathon or a full marathon. I'm sweaty. I'm breathless. I can't see straight. My blood pressure. I might have a heart attack. If I have a heart attack, call the ambulance, please. Let's talk to Big Blue Jer.
All right, so there it is. That is way too good to be anything Scott Drew related. But that is Baylor versus the 16 seed Winthrop, and Winthrop is represented by Mark Blankenbaker battling New York Mike.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
You don't want your photo taken?
I know what you mean.
Like, do you think it's going to capture your soul like the Mom, Crocodile Dundee thing?
No, I'm talking to you, though, Mike. Don't make me hang up on you, Mike. Don't make me hang up on you. Do not be rude to me, New York, Mike. I can hang up on you again.
Settle down.
Again.
He's trying to reach for it. I'm trying to slap his hand away.
I haven't reached for it yet. I'll hang up on you right now.
I've been with you for 4 years, and Mark can hang up on me, but I cannot hang up on him. I have enough respect not to hang up.
Well, no, okay, you don't have enough respect. You can be polite when you're on the radio, New York. You can be polite when you're on the radio.
Okay, time out. Time out, both of you guys, because talking to – okay, let's settle down.
Drew, that's a 16 seed.
Drew trying to be the referee is the best part.
The 8 seed, Colorado, and that's all I know. The Buffaloes out of the Pac-12.
The Buffs.
Colorado back in the NCAA tournament is represented here on the Take Sound Bracket with Drew crushing Cincinnati.
And I'm going to crush U.S. Bank Arena in Cincinnati. I went to the Carrie Underwood concert there on Saturday night, and I think a bank of that stature should stop sponsoring that arena. Because that arena, it was there. Cincinnati is now falling below Charlotte on my city depth chart. Cincinnati,
wow, that's saying a lot.
I'd rather go to Charlotte than Cincinnati now. Eric Wood and Chris Mack, I know that's your town. They wash a building down there once in a while, by the way.
Is that bad?
The place is trash, and I had tickets I paid a lot of money for and was trying to be told three times that I didn't actually have a ticket. I'm like, tried to kick me out.
I know you raised.
Tried
all
to kick me out, and I had to raise holy hell.
I bet you did. I know you.
Oh
did.
Yeah. Oh, and they're going to get it. They're going to get it today.
Oh, I can't wait.
Bad.
I can't wait.
Bad.
This is going to be good.
By the way, can you move the homeless people out of the way too? Every now and then down there, in Cincinnati. I mean, it's just that city's trash. I mean, I'm done with that city.
It was that bad.
I'm not going. Look, I don't want to carry the Reds anymore. I don't ever want to set foot in Cincinnati again. Ooh. Ever. So, I don't want a series started with the Bears. No wonder Mick Cronin and Chris Mack both got out of town the last couple of years. If I coach in that sorry-ass city, dirty with all their dirty buildings, buy a power washer once in a while, I'd get out of there too. And those people at U.S. Bank Arena, I mean, that is the dregs of society. American Airlines is ahead of U.S. Bank Arena.
Oh, it went down this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Mitch, that probably shouldn't be an 8 seed.
Man, that's good.
Here's the 9 seed, Lock with an admission.
I had Morning Wood for the first time in 20 years. I know that's going on the mixtape.
That is Florida, if you're wondering. That's the 8-9 game.
Oh, boy, that's a great game.
It is a great game.
Man.
All right, Cincinnati probably should be higher.
Yes.
All right, the 5 seed in the Caller Emily region, top left, the Midwest. Okay, and again, we get these teams from the ESPN Louisville bracket that we're now playing out on all the different shows here on ESPN Louisville. The 5 seed is Auburn, and Bruce Pearl is represented by Process having no voice.
Kentucky football. Kentucky's defensive. Well, Kentucky special teams coordinator and safeties coach Dean Hood has been named the head. Kentucky. Last night, the top-ranked Cards fell. The Cats are back in action on Wednesday against Utah. Tip-off is at 11. Be sure to keep it locked to ESPN. Be sure to keep it locked to ESPN Louisville. Jesus, God.
Dexter says the Terry sound, what is going on, is low-key the MVP of that Emily sound. Absolutely.
Yes, it is.
Dexter did lock, scream, lock, and load. Dexter says, buy a power washer, LOL. Dexter says, Diener crushes Cincinnati, but he didn't crush Baltimore. Oh, he crushed Baltimore. So that's the 5 seed, Auburn, up against Richmond, the 12, represented by Jared Stillman, knowing Megan Rapinoe.
Oh, this is great.
As someone who considers themselves a friend of Megan Rapinoe's, I would just like to say there is nobody who has more class on the pitch than she does. So
let's back up. Let's not bury the lead. How are you a friend of Megan Rapinoe?
I mean, I'm cool. She's cool. We got along. We're cool.
Where did you get cool?
At the Women's Final Four a couple years ago. We were hanging out in Dallas.
Okay. All right. So go. Okay. That was – you can't just lead with that. Yes.
So it was, you know, her and – it's, you know, now out there, her and Sue Bird, the basketball player, are an item. And at the Women's Final Four, my UConn friends and Sue Bird's crew, and we were all hanging out. And I spent a lot of time with Megan Rapinoe as I was doing lunges in a bar to show how flexible my pants were. Really, really, really think she's an awesome person. I mean, you really think I'm going to bother somebody while they're playing in the World Cup right now?
Well, are you friends? I mean, I wish I'd send her a congratulatory text.
I said I consider us to be friends.
Does she consider you to be friends?
I mean, I'm sure she does.
That's the height.
It really is.
Of Jared Stillman.
It's fantastic. That's a 12 seed. Probably underrated as well.
Boy.
Moving on here, the 4 seed, Iowa, represented by this gem from James Strebel.
And Memorial Day weekend, man, that's like the official first weekend of summer. That's when everyone's grilling, everyone's outside acting a fool, drinking on your d**k, having a good time. And that guy, man, I bet he was heated.
He did not say deck. He replaced the E with an I.
Yes.
And I'm going to have to find out if we can just play that. I'm going to do some research because I just want to play that. Everything's telling me just to play that. That's the 4 seed. That's Iowa. The 13 Liberty represented by this sound from Bob Valvano.
All we care about is having the biggest stick. We're doing what the hell we want to do because we got the biggest stick in the room. We'll double down on trying to show you that it's the biggest stick in the room, collectively having the biggest stick, and also, more importantly, even relative to each other, having the biggest stick. I swing a bigger stick than you. Who gets to have the biggest stick? Do whatever you can to swing the biggest stick and having the biggest stick in the room. We're doing what the hell we want to do because we got the biggest stick in the room. We are the Big Stick Society. Swing your bigger stick and say, I ain't going. Screw you. I'm not sure your stick is that big.
Honestly, that should be an upset. That should be the drink.
I don't disagree. I don't disagree.
That should be an upset.
The 6 seed, moving on to the next matchup, Penn State in the caller Emily region. The 6 seed, the Penn State Nittany Lions. This might be seeded wrong as well. We have too much good sound. Diener, and I don't. How long is this sound clip, Mitch? Because this
44
this last,
seconds.
Okay. This is Diener crushing Lucas Albach.
Wake up in the morning, and little did I know that history would be made as I sat alone in my bedroom reading the Courier-Journal, that I'd read the worst article in the history of the newspaper. Barry Bingham should be rolling over in his damn grave after the garbage bull I read from whoever the Lucas Albach is. Let me just read this crap to you. But the rumbling to a 2.5-length win didn't inspire a lot of confidence among some people. According to who? It inspired enough confidence for him to go off at 2-5 in the Belmont, you dip. You want to say he should have eligible? Fine. But what you saw, if you actually watched a race during that Triple Crown run, was the best horse won every single race. No one could beat him. So don't rewrite history, you dip.
Boy.
That's Penn State.
That's a 6 seed?
Oh, Penn State doesn't deserve that.
No, they don't.
The 11 seed, UCLA and Mick Cronin. This is someone, is it me and my wife, reenacting Lachlan McClain being happy about Virginia winning the national title with a twist.
Many doubted we'd ever see it, but here it is. The return to...
Yes! Yes!
No, but I'm extremely happy. Oh my God, I'm so happy.
Did you think this day would ever come?
Not in a million years. So much heartbreak, so much cheating, so many women. Oh my God! Yes! Oh my God, yes!
That was line for line.
It was. No, it was.
That's line
for
line.
I wrote it down. Yeah, I listened to it about 8 times.
That's awesome.
All right, so that's the 11 seed. That is UCLA and Mick Cronin. The 3 seed, the Kentucky Wildcats represent. How long's this clip, Mitch? I got to know. How
2
long
minutes.
Is this? Okay. This I find to be probably the most uncomfortable moment on the air. I think it's vastly overrated. It might not be a 3 seed. It might be a 7 seed.
Okay.
This, to me, is controversial. But when Diener and Perrin were talking about Lionel Messi and his race and his nationality on the air was unreal radio, and it's the 3 seed, and it's John Calipari and the Kentucky Wildcats.
Yes, it is.
You don't think Lionel Messi's a white guy?
He's Argentinian, Drew.
Okay, he's an Argentinian white guy.
No, that can't roll.
What is he?
He's Argentinian.
Okay, I'm an American. That has nothing to do with whether I'm Caucasian or not.
Whatever. That's not. That's no.
What do you mean?
Can't do that, Drew.
What do you mean you can't do that?
Just can't do that.
If you're English, are you? But he's English. He's not a white guy. He's British.
I don't. No.
Your country of origin does not determine your race.
So all Argentinian people are white?
I'm not saying that. I'm not making any general. You're the one making general statements.
No,
like that.
I didn't say Lionel Messi was a white guy.
You said he's Argentinian.
He's Latino. Yes.
Oh, so now you think he's Latino?
He is. He's from Argentina. Oh. Latin descent. Yes.
This is one of the... Perry, you need to get out of this in a hurry.
No, this is...
Because he's Argentinian, you think that's Latin America? That's South America.
Latin, yeah, South. He's from Latin descent. I didn't say Latin America. I said Latin descent.
Just now you said he was Argentina, like Latin.
That's Latin. He's from Latin descent. He's not a white guy from Columbus, Ohio.
I didn't say he was from Columbus, Ohio.
I know that. I'm just saying.
But you do realize your country has nothing to do with what you're classified as... You can be a white guy from anywhere.
He's Lionel Messi. Right. Lionel Messi is a Latino. He's Latin descent. You are drowning.
No, you are drowning.
Jaws is
look
coming
at that
to
guy.
Eat you. I mean, yeah.
That guy belongs
like a guy that's from Argentina. Louisville
Country Club on the 18th tee.
He does not, and he doesn't sound like those guys either. So,
right, he speaks Spanish. That doesn't make him
worldwide.
Not
can you
Caucasian.
Get to the text line? Oh, get to the text line, worldwide.
Well, we gotta get a break, anyways.
I can't wait to read the text from this one.
All right, we gotta go to break. I can't even throw an advertiser in on this. So,
you can't.
This all is right. Goodbye.
So that's Kentucky.
I mean,
oh my goodness. He said Argentina, like Latin, like Tina. Like, I died, dude. I
heard
that.
I know.
The 14 seed Bradley is Jason Entz.
We will be back in here Tuesday night when Kentucky takes on Evansville. That game is at 7 o'clock, so we'll be on shortly after that game around 9 o'clock. You can join us then. Go Cats.
Oh, that's a 14, man.
That brings me joy
could
every
be higher.
Time I hear it.
Will Wade and LSU, they're a 7 seed in the upper left. The caller, Emily Region, it's the take on ESPN 680-1057. Locke taking a swipe yet again at Kentucky.
Because Kentucky basketball must be great. Because whenever I say they're not great, all I do is get lectured. Well, guess what, BBN? You're not great. STFU.
Oh, man, that's good.
I like that more than a 7 seed, probably.
Yeah.
The 10 seed, Xavier, or as Blankenbaker says, Xavier. James Dribble tells a sad, sad story.
In October, my wife went up to Chicago to have her birthday with her family and friends and stuff. And she went out to a bar with her cousins and some friends of hers, FaceTimes me at like 10 p.m., and asked me
blasted. Of course, he's not doing a damn thing.
I'm on the couch watching like Breaking Bad reruns is probably what I was doing. And she asked me if someone came up and offered her $1 million to be with her, if I would be mad about it. And I said, yeah. And she's like, well, she's like, it wouldn't mean anything. Like, it's just, it's a million. We'd be set. Like, all our debt would be paid off. The house would be paid off. The kids will be. And then she's like, what about if someone came and offered, like, she's like, I wouldn't be mad if someone offered you $1 million. And I was like, but I still wouldn't do it. And she laughed at me. As a storm.
That
look
makes
at Mitch's
you, it
face.
Makes you sad, doesn't it, Mitch?
Look
it
at Mitch's
me,
face.
It made me sad.
Yeah, that's the saddest story I've ever heard.
Thank
it's
you.
Fun. No, it's that she doesn't mean it. She doesn't mean it.
She means it. Yeah. So that's the 10 seed. The 2 seed, Florida State. A great year by Florida State and Leonard Hamilton. Mitch, this clip is like 3 minutes, is it not?
It is.
Oh.
I mean, we have to play
it. We
the
have to play
thing.
It. Yeah, we absolutely.
Last year, we abbreviated the clips. And it, for people who are just catching up, they're not going to understand. So we're playing. There's only a couple that are a few minutes long. This bracket has to. This region happens to have a few of them. This is the 2 seed. This is Florida State. The Seminoles by Bobby V on Whale Anatomy.
Yes.
I'm typing this in, all right? I want the listener to know that Nick is destroying the show. Okay, he's doing 2 shows a week now, so he's figuring what the hell, if this one falls apart, I'll go work with the other guy. So he doesn't care. So this is what I'm typing
How
in.
Do I not
no,
care?
No, this is what I'm typing in, okay? You happy? What animal What animals have the largest penises? Okay, are you happy? You brought the show down to, you know, the infantile level that seems to be what
it's
most
not.
Sports
it's
radio
We
Want
to Know Wednesday.
Nobody wants to know that.
Maybe the guy.
I'm typing it. And my
do
guess
you want
is,
me to get South Greenberg on a fly
would
here?
Would you like to know what my guess would be?
It's
what,
a whale.
What animal
I know
has
it's
the
a
biggest
whale.
Penises? The biggest animals. That would make the most sense, wouldn't it? It also has the biggest foot, the biggest ear, the biggest eye, because it's the biggest damn animal. But if you are determined to be 12 today, let me just get, it's like a kid, an erect blue whale penis is 12 inches in diameter, 10 feet in length, 10 feet. It would just fit under a basketball goal when it's fully elongated, okay? You happy for the details? That's how big it is. Visual, when you watch the game tonight, I want you all, the opening tip, the first possession when they go down, to visualize a fully erect blue whale penis underneath the rim. That you could actually use it to determine that the rim is a legitimate 10 feet tall. The referees come out and they, what are you doing? We're testing the height. What do you have there? We got a blue whale penis. Oh, that's 10 feet, right? Exactly 10 feet. Yep, there you go. You happy now? There it is. That's it. So now
Can
you've
I
got
call
the story.
Seth Greenberg, please?
Call somebody because I'm pretty much done talking about blue whale penis.
Wait, you didn't look who was second.
No, nope,
that's what the guy texted.
No, he said he was the biggest.
He said walruses have the second biggest. So where are walruses on the list?
Okay, you see, you're going to be a jackwad. I'm going to read it to you. Here they are, the top 10 penises according to Softpedia. You happy? Let's see. Here we go. No, you want this? You got it. This is elephants and odd-hoofed mammals like rhinos and horses have huge penises. This is exactly what it says. I'm reading it verbatim, okay? They can be 1.5 feet long, 1.5 meters, 5 feet long. So they are right behind the biggest one, which this confirms. We now have a source and a confirmation, the blue damn whale. The blue whale has a hard time getting trousers because that he's got to put a lot of room in the crotch. Okay, you happy about that? You want to know some more penis facts? Here's some more. Most birds do not have a penis. Did you know that? Bet you didn't know that. Only ostriches, ducks, geese, and swans have it. There you go. You happy about that? You want more penis right. facts? Here's another
I'm
one.
Getting Seth Greenberg on the
There's
fly.
There's a
Please
type stop. Of crustacean, a crab-related animal called barnacles, providing a huge surprise. Barnacles look like small shells and are indeed sedentary animals with a muscular stalk. But like many sedentary animals, they're hermaphroditic and alternate male and female roles over time. So basically, it's one of the few animals that if you tell it to go truck itself, it can accommodate you. Okay? So have we brought it down far enough now, or can we go down one more level? Oh, my Lord.
Boy.
That's Leonard Hamilton in Florida State. Before we take a break, the 15-seed North Dakota State is represented by, and his first time in the sound bracket, Steve Rummage.
I saw this kid on campus. I saw him in an intimate moment with his mom, so hot. She's beautiful.
Yeah.
No, I don't care. Yeah. I'm not on. I'm not on.
I know what I'm saying.
No, I'm good. I'm not Brent Musburger.
No,
okay?
We bring these parents on and.
Some
great.
She can absolutely come on.
There are some beautiful parents.
Yes.
And I don't like to.
Well, I'm doing this with him. She's beautiful.
Okay, go ahead.
And my wife was with me when we saw her. So just to shut that down. When we saw them, my wife was with me. And I was like, wow, she's beautiful.
So you're just, okay.
Yeah.
See, I like how you said that. She's a very beautiful woman.
Yeah.
She's smoking hot.
Well, she was. And but anyways.
That is Rummage talking about Devin Askew's mom. Then he committed to Kentucky, and then they crushed Devin Askew, which is exactly what they should be doing. All right, Mitch, good job. How do you feel about those? There's some haymakers.
Man, I tell you what, any one of those win, I'm not going to be upset.
No.
Anyone wins that region, I'm not going to be upset.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded. Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
With UPS, future you gets seriously pumped. As a package handler, you'll have a great job this season. Make up to $20 per hour after bonuses for a 25-hour work week. Future you goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at upsjobs.com.